Block 5, Unit 17, Financial Administration, Importance of Financial Management. Page 1. Structure 17.0, Objectives 17.1, Introduction 17.2, Meaning and Scope of Financial Administration 17.3, Importance of Financial Administration 17.4, Financial Administration in India 17.5, Fiscal Management, Meaning and Importance 17.6, Let us sum up 17.7, Keywords 17.8, Useful Books 17.9, Answers to Check Your Progress Exercises. Page 2, 17.0, Objectives. This unit deals with the scope and importance of financial administration as well as its management. A study of this unit will explain to us the following. First, meaning of financial administration. Second, scope of financial administration and financial management. Third, analyze the fiscal policy, accountability and management. 17.1, Introduction. Finance is the lifeblood of every organization. Personal and material which are needed for the functioning of any office can be made available only if finance is provided. No finance, no administration. It is an old saying, but the truth it contains is eternal. Finance and administration are so intermixed that neither of the two can have utility without the other. The efficiency of operating and maintenance systems depends upon the effectiveness of the financial system at its back, as every administrative act has a financial implication, direct or indirect. Financial administration as an important aspect of public administration is as ancient as the organized government of a state. Ever since the origin of the state, treasury has always been one of the most important parts of the administration. Kautilya, in his Arthashastra, observed, "All undertaking depends on finance." Hence, the foremost attention shall be paid to the treasury. The practice continued to be present even today. In every parliament, a government is always preferred to as the treasury benches. The finance minister and in the finance department always enjoy a pivotal place in the government and its administration. A modern state is always capitalized as a public welfare state. It can accomplish its objectives only with the help of finance and only through a well-organized and efficient system of financial administration. Page 3.
17.2, Meaning and Scope of Financial Administration.
The term financial administration consists of two words, finance and administration. The former refers to the monetary resources and the latter to organization and management of collective human efforts in the pursuit of conscious objective. Taken together, financial administration means the set of activities which are related to making available money to various branches of an office or an organization with a view to enable it to carry out its objectives. Like the blood in human body that circulates through a network of arteries and veins and is controlled by the heart, there is a network of financial channels spreading throughout the administrative machinery which is controlled by a central financial agency. Together, these constitute the financial system of the state. The way it is organized and operationalized is popularly known as financial administration. The financial system is a subsystem of the administrative system, which is in itself an integral part of the political and socio-economic systems functioning within the national and international environments. In simple words, we can define financial administration as the system of collectively preserving and distributing public money or public funds. L.D. White uses the term financial management includes those operations designed to make funds available to officials and to ensure their lawful and efficient use. Financial administration scope. The following activities are covered in the scope of financial administration. A. The collection, preservation, and distribution of public funds. B. The coordination of public revenue and expenditure. C. The management of credit operation on behalf of the state. D. The general control of financial affairs of the government. E. Preparation of budget, getting it passed by the legislature and regulating the expenditure and raising of revenue in accordance with the budgetary provision and passed by the legislature. Page 4. F. Safe custody of the public funds and proper release of funds for meeting the liabilities of the government. G. Maintenance of financial accounts and getting these duly audited by the competent authority. For the performance of these fiscal functions, a well-organized machinery is organized, managed, and operationalized. There are 5 divisions of financial administration machinery. First, without the approval of the legislature, no funds can be raised and no expenditure can be made. Second, finance department. Third, specialized financial experts, officials, and institutions. Fourth, audit organization. Fifth, committees of the legislature. 17.3. Importance of financial administration. Financial administration can be legitimately described as the backbone of public administration. No administration, least of all public administration, can carry out its work without finance and an effective and efficient system of financial administration. The development role of public administration in this era of welfareism has made financial administration a key area to work. The development functions of the state have increased, are increasing, and are destined to increase further, and consequently, the importance of financial administration has increased and is still increasing day by day. In this era of technology and development, financial administration has gained greater significance for exploring ways and means to generate resources to meet the ever-increasing demands of public. For this purpose, resource mobilization and planned and controlled expenditure making have become highly important activities. Based on the Keynesian perspective, the state has assumed a more active and positive role of expanding national income and employment. The fiscal policy for the government has become a powerful instrument for influencing the socio-economic life of the people. Page 5. In fact, it has become an instrument of a modern government for making popular sovereignty a social reality, because with the advent of democracy, the concept of parliamentary control over the public purse and no taxation without representation have become grudging concerns. These have in turn increased the importance of financial administration. The use of performance budgeting and other related budgetary innovations represent the remarkable achievements of financial administration. From the early 1980s onwards, resource crunch has been posing a very serious problem before all the contemporary government, economic problems, issues and objectives have emerged as topmost realities of the present-day life. This has enhanced the most importance of economic factors of social life. The economic issues have come to dominate political issues. Financial administration, as such, has assumed a new and high importance. Hence, a study of financial administration and management, which is a part of public administration, has become very important. 17.4 Financial Administration in India. India is a democratic country, and the supreme authority of controlling the financial administration rests with the people. However, there are four agencies that control the financial administration in India. These agencies are A. The Parliament, B. The Cabinet, C. The Finance Ministry, D. The Auditor General. A. The Parliament. Though all of the above four agencies control financial administration, but the Parliament, being the representative of the people, is supreme and has the final authority over all the financial matters. When the government wants to impose new taxes or increase or decrease the rate of existing taxes, incurs expenditure on any item, raises loan or repay them, the sanction of the Parliament is necessary. Parliament has the authority to disapprove any item of expenditure or effect a cut in the amount to be spent. Page 6. B. The Cabinet. It is the Cabinet, or in other words, the Executive Committee of the Parliament, who is responsible for the execution of all the financial policies. C. Finance Ministry. It is the Finance Ministry that keeps a vigilant eye over the expenditure incurred by the various departments. It has to see that no department spends more money than sanctioned to it, and every department spends the sanctioned amount in a manner approved by the Parliament. It demands report of expenditure from various departments and warns them if there are any irregularities. However, the control of Finance Ministry much depends upon the personality of the Finance Minister. D. Auditor General. The main responsibility of the Auditor General is to examine the accounts of the government and to see that money has been spent as approved by the Parliament and there is no irregularity. He submits his audit report to the President, who causes this report to be placed before the Parliament. The Auditor General is in fact the watchdog of the Parliament. Page 7. Check Your Progress 1. Note. First, use the space given below for your answer. Second, also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. First, discuss the meaning and the scope of financial administration. Second, examine the importance of financial administration. 17.5. Fiscal Management, Meaning and Importance. Financial management is an appendage of the finance function. Financial management involves the application of general management principles to a particular financial operation. Financial management is the part of management which is considered mainly with raising funds in the most economic and suitable manner, planning future operations, and controlling current performances and future developments through financial accounting, cost accounting, budgeting, statistics, and other means. Financial management implies the designing and implementation of a certain plan. B. page 8. Plan aims at an effective utilization of funds. In the words of Jeannies van Haane, planning is an inextricable dimension of financial management. The term financial management connotes the fund flow of directed The term financial management connotes that funds flow are directed according to some plan. Financial management connotes responsibility for obtaining and effectively utilizing funds necessary for the efficient operation of administrative organization. According to L.D. White, every administrative act has its financial implications, either creating a charge on the treasury or making a contribution to it. The management of finance is therefore one of the most and inescapable responsibilities of administrators. Financial management consists of those operations the object of which is to make funds available for governmental activities and ensure their lawful and efficient use. Financial management falls into five well-defined divisions, namely, first, estimates of revenue and expenditure needed for ensuring financial year, technically called the preparation of the budget. Second, securing legislative sanction for these estimates, technically called legislation of the budget. Third, execution of revenue and expenditure operation called the execution of the budget. Fourth, treasury management, safe custody of the funds raised and due arrangement for the necessary payments to meet the liabilities. Fifth, legislative accountability of these operations called the audit. Fiscal management includes as its principal subdivisions budget making followed by formal act of appropriation, executive supervision of expenditure, control of account and reporting system, treasury management, and revenue collection and audit. The process of financial management is a continuous chain of operations beginning from the preparation of estimates of revenue and expenditure by each departmental unit, their review and scrutiny by the heads of the department and then by the central agency, the Ministry of Finance, their legislation by the Parliament, the collection, custody and disbursement of funds, their accounting, auditing and reporting. Page 9. For all these operations, the organizational mechanism and the procedure of financial management vary in the various countries. 17.6. Let us sum up. To conclude, we can say that all the societies have their financial systems which are integral components of their respective public administration system. Financial administration and management has now started assuming a multi-phased role in the modern society. Its primary objective has come to be maximization of human welfare. Its scope has been expanding day by day, and at present it encompasses many dynamic aspects such as financing, planning and budgeting, resource mobilization, investment and even disinvestment, public expenditure and financial control. 17.7. Keywords. First, fiscal means financial. Second, management means get the things done by others. Third, treasury means place where the public money will be kept in safe custody. 17.8. Useful books. First, Public Financial Administration by S. L. Goyal. Second, Public Administration by Dr. Fadia. Third, Public Administration in India by G. S. Lal. 4th, Financial Administration by Dr. Thavaraj and Handa. 17.9. Answer to check your progress exercises. Check your progress 1. See section 17.2. See section 17.3. Page 10. Notes.